Business Hour with Oliver Cheng on OFM.
Now, time and time again, we've heard how financing is one of South African businesses' biggest hurdles, whether in startup phase or on the cusp of scaling up. In comes the Industrial Development Corporation, known as the IDC for short. We're discussing the options they have for you with Meme Mhlahlo. She's the Free State's regional manager for the IDC. Tell us more about the IDC, the Industrial Development Corporation. What is it that you do?
Good day, lady, and thank you so much for the opportunity. So the IDC stands for Industrial Development Corporation. We are one of the largest development finance institutions with the mandate to build industrial capacity and promote the country's economic growth. So we operate in South Africa and we fund as well in the SADC countries with the focus area on different sectors of the country. People may know of agro-processing and agriculture. People may know of energy, tourism, mining, textiles. The IDC provides funding in those different sectors from a minimum of 1 million rand up to a maximum of about 1 billion rand. So we operate in providing funding in the form of loans, so they are repayable. And depending on which sector you operate at, there may be blended funding that brings the funding that we will offer a business much cheaper as compared to our other DFIs.
I find it quite fascinating that you fund businesses within the SADC region. I didn't know this. Tell us, how does the Small Business Finance Unit of the IDC operate? Who does it fund and who can qualify for funding?
The Small Business Finance of the IDC comprises of all the regional offices. So it's actually provincial offices. We'll call it the SBF. It's the provincial offices of the country. In the provincial offices or regional offices, we process applications for all those different sectors that I spoke about earlier. We are looking at funding from a minimum of 1 million up to 20 million rand. In fact, there's a paper going up now to the executives and approval processes of the IDC so that the SBF can look at funding from 1 million to 50 million rand. So what does that mean for a business person? It means that you may apply at the regional office, and the regional office will be able, through the processes of the IDC, perform a basic assessment of your application, recommend your application through the processes, and be involved in the due diligence of your application, and as well participate when presenting your application for consideration in the approval system of the IDC. So mainly, the process of the IDC would involve that when you bring an application, we do an analysis of it. We check on which sector, we check on which funding you may qualify for in the IDC. Afterwards, we prepare submission and we pitch the application to be considered for a due diligence. That's when a team of specialists will come and meet you up, discuss this, meet your market, meet your technical people that are involved, and afterwards prepare a paper that will be considered by the approving authority of the IDC. So that's what our process entails.
What makes the IDC different from any other finance institution, like banks as an example, or commercial banks to be specific? Yeah. Why should I choose to borrow from the IDC instead of a bank? And that's a question I'm sure a lot of business owners listening to us chat will be thinking.
Basically, for that specific detail that I just provided now, so we don't provide funding based on what the business can give us as security. We fund businesses based on the ability of the business to repay the IDC loan. So we fund on the cash flow of the business and not on security. That's why when you approach the IDC, we check what is your market, what is your technical expertise, who the jockey is, what can they do to make the business success. We don't say, give us this much so that we can give you this much as a business. We perform a due diligence, which is a thorough investigation, to say, based on everything being considered, this business will be able to repay the loan. And because we are a government entity, we are able to source funds I'll make an example of the Agri-Industrial Fund, where people in the agro-processing and agriculture sector are able to get up to 40% as grant funding. So that makes our funding much cheaper even compared to the other institutions, because depending on which sector you are at, we are able to apply concessionary funding, which is cheap money, and that makes the overall funding that we will give to a business much cheaper compared to what they can get from other institutions.
Well, what two tips do you have for anyone that's seeking funding, an SMME owner?
My thing is that the process is not easy. Obviously, like I have indicated, that we perform due diligences, we go back and forth with you, we want to check who the market is and such. I would say that a person would have to be in this for the long run. So you have to put in your best foot forward as well. From what the IDC would need, you will have to be willing to walk the journey with the IDC. Our motto is that we want to partner with you. So we are not just there to give you the funds and leave you to walk on your own. We partner, we handhold. We have the proposed approval process where we will nominate an associate that will be involved with you in the business. They will take you on a quarterly or biannual basis. So we want someone who's willing to work in that. So we would say, yes, the IDC, we do not fund investors. We fund business people. We want a person who's putting in everything into their business, and we work with them, because at the end of the day, that brings success to that business as it operates.
Great advice. Thank you so much for that. Well, how can potential clients contact your office as we close up?
Yes. Our office in Bloemfontein is based at number 1 Van Street, is here in the West End. Our telephone number is 051-411-1450. Our email address is fs@idc.co.za. So on those three contact details, a business is able to reach us. And we are also open for meeting requests. If they want to sit down with us and discuss their business opportunities, they can come to the office, they can schedule an appointment. Colleagues are also here to meet up and discuss and see how is the IDC. We can assist you. We can partner with you to grow your business or to start your business.
Thank you so much to Mim Mim Hlahlo. She's the Free State Regional Manager for the Industrial Development Corporation. The IEDC funds startups, expansions, and acquisitions. And you can read up more information by visiting www.idc.co.za. My chat with Mim Mim will be up under the business section on ofm.co.za.
The Business Hour with Oli Bocheng on OFM, the sound of your life.